radio check.
Calling stations KO4PXB. Over. I copy you fine.
Roger that. Could you give me your call sign again? I'm actually working on a quarter wave that I made out of nothing.
You broke up. What are you working on?
I'm working off a quarter wave homemade antenna with an Anytone mobile radio. Do you have your call sign? I can log in.
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Papa X-ray Bravo.
Hear that? Do I sound pretty good? I'm still figuring with this radio and whatnot, but is it putting out on this little quarter wave?
They sound good. There's a little bit of static in it, but that's not necessary, and it's not the repeater, not your station.
That. I appreciate your input, and thank you very much, because I'm still trying to get my the shack set up here. I got three or four radios, but I appreciate it, and it seems that the mobile I'm working on doesn't have a speaker return, so I'm listening to you on a scanner and transmitting on a radio.
The probably want to kind of make sure they're not too close together so they're not causing interference when one is talking and the other's listening, because they both put out RF frequencies.
QM radio check.
Okay, I thought it was KE. That's my ears, not you. You're doing it just fine. I'm just hard of hearing. KQ4CRG. Nice to meet you. Name's Dave here. I'm over in Greer.
Hey, Robert on this end. Yeah, it's getting up at work, 20 going toward the house.
I think you checked into it over the weekend, Friday or Saturday. Is that right?
I believe it is, yep. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, welcome again to the ham community. Like to hear those KQ calls coming out. Did you have a good day at work today?
It wasn't too bad to be a Monday. Usually Monday ain't that great, but I'm the only plant electrician they got over there, so I mean, sometimes it gets hectic. Sometimes it don't.
Fast lane. I'm out of the fast lane. I pulled over into the slow lane. I'm in the group of retired. I'm kind of a new entry, though, just sliding off of the fast lane into the slow lane.
Well, we just turned 64 a couple of weeks ago. We're trying to decide whether we're going to retire or not.
Well, 65 in a week or two, the 21st. So, and I quit working a year ago, but I didn't file for official retirement until this month. So I kind of like coasted for a little while, but I think I'm ready to retire. I still look at jobs out there every now and think about it, but you always end up with the same answer. No.
I'd be kind of, I don't know, you'd retire there a little bit. When people retire, they get sedentary, don't do anything, they die. I'd probably fall into that group.
That tells me you can't do. You got to I'm moving at the same pace you were moving at before, or yeah, that is an issue. So far, I haven't had that problem. Now, another piece of advice I was given is plan your day, and if you don't, somebody else will do it for you. And that's true too. So I'm kind of like staying busy. I'm taking the dog and we're going and getting gas now for the weed blower. I'm doing the battle of the leaves for the next month, probably, before all the leaves are off the trees. And that's my only gas-driven yard tool that I use anymore.
Yeah, that is a battle, no doubt. I blow them one day and they're all down against the next day. I mean, they just keep coming. I think I'm going to wait another week or two before I even think about starting. Get them all blowed up. I bet that may fall again. I got a bunch of trees in my yard, though.
Here. I am pulling into the gas station, so I'll be a little while pumping some petrol, and then I'll be out again if you're still traveling. W4DJW.
Have a good one, Rascal. 73C, have a good one. KQ4CRG, back quiet.
CJW Mobile. KD. KC4SKD, W4DJW, what's going on?
Well, Master of the Day at the office. Dad's supposed to come over this evening, so looking forward to seeing him.
Hefty deposit at the local service station for some liquid gold. Headed back home to get up leaves.
Yeah, Dad's, I helped him put in a water filtration system at his house the other day, so he's coming to reimburse me for the supplies that I bought and just visit for a little bit.
So you filtering all the water or just the drinking water?
Well, he's got issues everywhere, so yeah, even the toilet gets dirty and you know, the water coming in looks bad, and so we're just filtering everything. It'd be really difficult to go back and split it up and filter just the drinking water and stuff.
Okay, I see. So all at one place, all at the entry point, huh?
It's the fourth one that I've done, and every one of them has worked out really good. He's always already said there's a very good improvement on the quality of the water, taste, and even looks better.
Has he got a way to change the filter after a while?
Easy. I put in a bypass valve so that he didn't have to cut the water off. So he just cuts two valves and isolates the filter out. And he can change it and turn everything back to normal. And he's back running again.
That sounds like a pretty good system there. Did it take you long to do that?
You know, after having done several of them, I learned a lot. Learned a lot on each one of them I do, and I've done one at our house, my mother-in-law's, and my mom's house. So, yeah, it works out really good.
Well, I'm about to turn in the driveway here, so I'm going to let you go. But it was good talking to you. I hope he enjoys his new system, W4DJW.
Good rest of your day, and we'll chat with you later. And I'll be listening here for a few more minutes. KC4SKD.